The idea came from Steven after he and Pete successfully teamed up on a book about their beloved baseball team entitled The Slide, Leland, Bonds, and the Star-Crossed Pittsburgh Pirates. Pete was reluctant about getting involved with the new book because of his age.
He said, "What about if I come up with another idea?" And I said, "Well, it better be unique and worth doing." And so he came up with the rivalry between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is one of the oddest and most unique rivalries in football history. So he did it again. And so off we went with the project.
So we decided, why don't we do both teams and, you know, do two teams and do the Steelers and the Browns and their rivalry, because there hasn't been a book on that yet. And, you know, so we thought it might be a fun way of, you know, looking at a team by looking at the team that they hate the most, that their fans hate the most.
And it worked out. Kent State University Press, located only 10 miles from the Football Hall of Fame and in between Pittsburgh and Cleveland, agreed to publish the book.
Then came the decision on how to write it.
There were two possibilities. One was just to do a sort of fan book, where you just talk to Steeler fans and your Brown fans, and it kind of becomes a kind of compendium of that. But we wanted it to be a true history of the Brown-Steelers rivalry.
See, like, where it started and how this grew and, you know, snowballed into what it is now and how intense it is. I think you kind of needed to take it from the beginning and do it that way, to, instead of just kind of jumping around.
The first chapter is a history of the Steelers up to the rivalry, and the second chapter, history of Browns up to the rivalry. And then after that, it's just decade by decade. There was a chapter on the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, right up to the 2019 season. In a way, it's a rivalry between bullies. At one point in history, when they first started to play against each other, the Browns defeated the Steelers without any trouble at all. Mary Motley, the great running back for the Cleveland Browns, once said that running against the Steelers was like running downhill. It was that easy to beat the Steelers. But eventually, by the 1970s and the great teams of that period with Terry Bradshaw and Mean Joe Green and Franco Harris, it all turned around. And during that same time, the Browns were terrible, and so the Steelers became the bullies. So they've had that pattern during the years, and that's what makes the rivalry so fascinating. And added to it, of course, is that Cleveland and Pittsburgh are very similar. They're both working-class, shot-in-the-beer towns, and they're only about 130 miles from each other, and you can get there in a couple of hours on the turnpike.
And that's just it. And I think so, yeah, when one's good and the other is bad, it kind of just, one team is jealous of the other, and it's like a, you know, two brothers, and you know, one is always beating up on the other. I think someone said that in the book.
One of my favorite parts of the book is a foreword where we gathered quotations from Steeler players, Brown players, individuals who had made what we thought was a really interesting comment, provocative comment on the rivalry.
I did the one with Terry Hanratty, who was the backup quarterback for the Steelers in the 1970s, who was Bradshaw's backup during the Super Bowl years. And he got a lot of good stuff from him, and he talked about, you know, how brutal these matchups were, and how that actually was scarier to be in the stands at these games than on the field, that they were, you know, protected on the field by security, you know, but it was the fans that, you know, that were, you know, in the most danger throughout these matchups. So I thought that was really funny. And I think it says in there that he says, you know, the wives never came to Cleveland because they didn't have security. They weren't wearing helmets, so a lot more vulnerable.
Another unique part of this rivalry is that the original Cleveland Browns franchise moved to Baltimore in 1996 and became the Ravens.
It was the first time in the history of rivalry that Steeler fans were sympathetic toward Cleveland Brown fans. When news came out that the Browns were moving to Baltimore, when the Steelers and Browns played in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh fans actually wore orange and brown armbands in order to identify with Cleveland Brown fans.
When they left and they went to Baltimore, it was still the Browns. You know, it's like it didn't disguise anything. It's like, I know this is the Browns, so I'm still going to hate this team. But then eventually when the Browns, you know, came back, when they returned as an expansion team, I still hated that team as much as the old Browns team. But I hated the new Browns. I hated the Baltimore Ravens. I hated the old Browns. So I hated the new Browns and the old Browns with equal fervor. I think. Baltimore is a much better team than the Browns have been. And those games, they've had some just amazing games together, the Steelers and Baltimore, over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. And they've had AFC championships played together. And that rivalry, you know, is become just as intense, if not more intense, especially on the playing field. But I still hate the Browns more.
It's a major rivalry, the one between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but it's not quite the same. It doesn't have the history of the rivalry between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bill Hillgrove, who does the radio broadcasts of the Pittsburgh Steelers games, said that, "I'm glad that Cleveland got its team back because I don't hate anybody in Baltimore."
Cleveland was granted an expansion franchise and resumed play as the Browns in 1999. While they have rarely been a playoff contender since then, Pete remembers when they became a factor in the playoff race two seasons ago.
The classic moment for me came at the end of the 2018 season when the Browns needed to beat the Ravens so that the Steelers could make the playoffs. The Steelers had to beat the Bengals. They did that. And so the players stayed on the surface of Heinz Field, and they watched the Jumbotron, and they watched the Ravens play the Ravens. And the Browns actually had a chance to win that game. They went on a last-minute drive, but they were stopped. The interesting thing was that there's a bar in the Squirrel Hill section of Pittsburgh, and Cleveland Brown fans were in that bar, the ones that live in Pittsburgh, and, of course, Pittsburgh Steelers fans were in that bar. And for the first time ever, they didn't have to separate with one of those accident tapes, the Browns fans and the Steelers fans. But when the Browns lost to the Ravens, Steelers fans turned on the Cleveland Browns fans and started throwing beer cans and beer bottles at them. And the Browns fans, when they left, said, "This is great. The rivalry's back." They didn't mind it at all.
Steven, who is also a teacher and a screenwriter, says working with his dad is special.
We're father and son, and we're buddies, and we respect each other as writers, too. And, you know, we're both big fans of each other's work, and so that's always fun, and we work well together, and we're very good at, you know, deciding who will do what and passing things back and forth, and we know what each other's, we know our strengths and weaknesses because we know each other so well.
The book, The Turnpike Rivalry, The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns, is available now on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. I'm Brad Palmer. Happy Thanksgiving.